Recently, Warren Wallring gave his testimony of his own life during one of the morning broadcasts with Kathleen and the Mount Shasta crew. And so we've encapsulated a little bit of what was shared, and also from Donna Driggin is what follows. Warren William Wallring, WWW, was born on March 13, 1945, in Baltimore, and was raised in the home where he was living when he passed away. So he spent his whole life living in that home. He went to St. Michael's Catholic School for 8 years, St. Stephen's Catholic High School, Lutheran Bible School, and in his young years attended Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts. He was an altar boy and a lector in the Catholic Church, St. Michael the Archangel. His mother interested him in astrology, and through that, Edgar Cayce. He would go to the ARE on some weekends in Virginia Beach, the Association for Research and Enlightenment. Warren was fascinated with karma and reincarnation and helped Edgar Cayce's niece do research on her book, On Her Past Life. In 1978, he saw a poster from the Summit Lighthouse in a health food store, The Coming Revolution in Higher Consciousness, and decided to attend the live talk by Elizabeth Clare Prophet. He was very active in the Baltimore study group of the Summit Lighthouse, and he loved to waltz. He attended his first Heart Center conference in 2005 or 2006 in Detroit, Michigan, and attended many pilgrimages: Greece, Italy, India, Chile, Ghana, Peru, Argentina. Warren was an avid couch surfer and used this economical method to go to pilgrimages and to connect with people who couch surfed at his home. For the last 2 years, he participated in an expo called Karma Fest to sell books on the teachings and other items. And he mentioned the importance of having the master's pictures displayed at the expos, especially Omram, as they drew people to them. Now we have a bunch of testimonials, and I'd like to read them. The first shall be last, and last shall be first. So the last one we just got from Donna Korth. Here are some interesting experiences I had with Warren. Warren arrived at my house unannounced on Christmas Eve a couple of Christmases ago, along with stories of his adventures, pictures of his adventures, and a bedroll. Since I had a house full of people, he was quite happy to sleep on the floor in my office, even though I offered to open up the hide-a-bed couch. Warren proceeded to entertain all of my Christmas guests with his stories and pictures. They were all enthralled. He left Christmas Day because he had more people to visit in another state. Over the years, Warren has given me at least 15 to 20 names and addresses of people to contact for a teleclass, as well as addresses of people and places he was sure I would want to visit. He was always so enthusiastic. While on our trip to Ghana in 2009, some of us decided we would like to help Warren have a nice haircut. One of the ladies from New York, Beverly Millette, I believe, had experience in this area, and we took Warren out on a porch and made him quite beautiful, I would say handsome, for which he was very grateful. He had friends take pictures of him with his beauticians. While in Ghana, Warren took lots of pictures of the lovely family he stayed with, who happened to take him to some wonderful animal reserves. Warren went skydiving and showed us pictures of him with his instructor while descending, another couch surfing friend. He was always game for a new adventure and seemed almost fearless. I shall miss Warren's physical presence and enthusiasm about life. Thank you, Warren. We miss you. And now we have from Alice Rogers. I have known Warren for many years, since the early 1980s. He helped found the Baltimore study group of the Summit Lighthouse with myself and others. I would describe Warren as always happy, always seeking souls to speak to about the teachings, and someone who loved everyone. He was an ambassador of light for sure, and he was always calling and telling me about new people he had met. He was a true character, and Lonello said recently in a heart stream, March 12th this year, 2017, that he appreciates people of character. I know Warren will be there cheering us on for the Washington, D.C. event in 2018, as he was always thinking about ways and situations for David to come to Baltimore and the Washington area. Now, this is from Donna Driggin, who lives also in Baltimore. Warren loved to sing, and especially songs to Mother Mary. In his selling of books, mostly books on the Ascended Master teachings and many, many other things, he would quietly plant seeds of the Master's teachings when talking with people, and later they might join the teachings in earnest. He did this not only in Baltimore, but around the world. In recent years, he started couch surfing in other countries, and people would come to his home. Warren was a great ambassador for the Master's around many countries that he would visit. Deborah Timberlake. I had a special connection with Warren. He always desired to spread the words of the Masters and actively campaigned for David to come to the Baltimore area. Warren was always supportive of Afra and the brothers and sisters of Afra. May you soar with the angels, my dear friend. Dennis Fisher says, Warren was a friend of mine. I worked on his computer many times. His loyalty to the Masters and their messengers was unquestionable. He had a wonderful way with people and communicating, and he also emanated an inner joy which I could see and hear in his voice. I am sure the angels and the Masters are giving him a welcome home celebration. Judy Greeno from Indiana says, Warren was a very special guy. His soul is at peace with the angels. And then here is a prayer from Doretha or D. Stewart for Warren. Angels of the sacred fire, beloved Archangel Michael and Faith, beloved Justinia Serapis Bey, Amun Bey, Saint Germain and Portia, Jesus and Magda, Mother Mary, Igor, and Archangel Raphael, create a pulsating funnel of crystalline opalescent light, surrounding, comforting, and transporting beloved Warren Walring's soul into the heavenly realms of angelic grace. May he couch surf among the angels and continue to be of even greater service to the Lord. Bless each soul, O Lord God. Then Carol Wells says, every phone call I would receive from Warren over the years always had to do with making connections between people and the Masters. In his vast travels around the world, couch surfer extraordinaire that he was, Warren calculated ways to get couch surfer friends to our events, people he had run into to our events, people he had met that were in our areas to us and our local events. I was amazed at his get up and go, even with obvious heart issues. And this get up and go took him to the four corners of our planet. And now Warren is surfing the expanses of his heavenly estate. Warren, how are the couches in the many mansions up there? God bless your visionary and enthusiastic soul. And then Carol Ferguson says, Warren and sometimes Carol's son Lucas would try to get parts in TV shows or movies made in Baltimore as extras. Warren was an extra in the TV show called Veep several times, and he was in a couple of movies as well. So those are the comments, and I'd like to say Warren called me many times, probably over the years, 2 or 3 dozen times. He had no qualms about calling me about something he felt passionate about, and he would give me advice about coming to Baltimore. As someone else said, every year it seemed he would call me and say, David, you have to come to this show, to that book fest in Baltimore. And when are you going to come? David, you're going to Ghana. Just plan your trip so you stop by Baltimore first. David, you're going to New York. You know, you're going to Sweden. Come to Baltimore first or on your way back. I would explain, but Warren, I'm going to be really tired and, you know, it just doesn't work. But every year he would call me and say, we really have to have you come. So he got me almost on that radio show with somebody in Pennsylvania, a friend of his, a lady friend who has a wonderful property there. And I was scheduled to be on the radio, and then I called twice and they had forgotten about it. So I never was on that radio show, but we almost made it. Let's play the audio now while we're watching the rest of the videos. Okay. So we have about 15 to 16 minutes of audio sharing from other heart friends. And they recently had kind of a little service in Baltimore, and most of these are from the people that were at that service.
First of all, I just want to say that Warren is the one that brought me to the Heart Center. He was selling supplements at the time, and I needed a particular supplement, and someone just happened to tell me, well, I know this person, Warren Walring, who sells supplements. Give him a call. So I did, and I bought this supplements, and he told me, we got in this long conversation, and he told me there were meetings at a particular house, and I started going, and I have been going ever since, and that's probably 20 years ago, I guess. And then I just have a little thing written down here. Warren and I were good friends and a brother and sister in the light. We studied together, did decrees together, watched online classes together, and even went to some social events together. He was also there to help if I needed it. I will definitely, most sincerely miss him. And then I just have a little poem I want to read to him. In the slow process of the evolving spirit, in the brief stayed between a death and birth, a first perfections stage is reached at last. Out of the wood and stone of our nature's stuff, a temple is shaped where the high gods could live. Even if the struggling world is left outside, one man's perfection still can save the world. My blessings and love to you, Warren.
Hi, my name is Adrian. I think I'm the newest person to the Heart Center. But I remember about Warren, he was always funny to me. Warren always had something to sell. he was always a businessman. And that's what I remember about him. And he'll be missed.
Hi, my name is Sheila. And I met some of you and have not met others of you. I met Warren at the bus stop on Blair Road in September while he was on his way to a trip or an adventure. And we started talking, and he brought up Edgar Casey, and I am a particular fan of Edgar Casey's, and we spent the entire bus ride discussing Edgar Casey. So he asked me for my phone number, and I gave it to him, and he said, here's mine, and he gave it to me, and I didn't hear from him for maybe 6 weeks or something. And then he called, and we started a nice friendship. Everything he had in his 15-minute or 17-minute program was things he had told me. But there are other things that that program will never tell you. His warmth, his consideration, his thoughtfulness. He was very good to me. I broke my arm in December. He took me to every doctor's appointment. And I have friends I have known out of the hospital. I have a girlfriend that I knew 1 week after I was born. That's how long I've known her. She did not do for me like he did for me. And it's rare that you find somebody that has a heart that is at giving and at sharing. And I think part of that is due to the fact that it was part of his innate nature, but part of it is his religion and his belief system. And without both of them coming together, he would not have been the person that he was. And I'm sure that wherever he is at now, waiting to either stay, move on, or come back, that whoever he meets in whatever life he chooses will be very happy and grateful that he's there, part of their life. Thank you.
God bless him.
Yes.
My name is Sarah Vagai. I know Warren long, long time. I've been with the Heart Center. He is a wonderful person. I'm going to miss him. So I already miss him so much because Warren used to call me. We used to laugh, talk each other. He is full of life, full of love, full of light, a wonderful person. Beloved Warren, we are celebrating your ascension. You are awarded to the Heart Center. You are awarded to the messengers. You've been bringing many people to the Heart Center, I remember. Whenever you do any occasion, you always have to bring somebody. That's what you are. Beloved Warren, we are missing you. You are always in our heart. We are always praying And I'm sure you are with the Ascended Masters. You are going to pray for us too. Thank you very much.
I'm Cole McShane. I've known Warren for about 30 years. The thing about him was is that he was always, you know, everybody used to say, sometimes they would criticize him because he was trying so hard to sell you everything all the time. But the good thing was is that he was also out there selling the teachings right along with it. So I think he probably brought more people into the teachings than most individuals because he was just always, you know, he loved the masters and he was loyal to them. And he, you know, every time he went to a book fair or he was always getting me to put posters up in health food stores of different things that were going up. You know, going on for the Heart Center or before that, the Summit Lighthouse. So he was quite a character. He was very unique and, you know, whatever else you might say, he really had a great heart. He really did. He cared about everybody. He really did. He just had a loving heart. He was very gentle and I'll miss him too.
My name is Gloria and I had the privilege of knowing this magnificent being. And that's what I call him because there's no one like him. You will never meet another Warren ever in your life. I can guarantee it to you. I can guarantee you that you will never meet anyone like him. And yes, he would call and say, Gloria, you got to do this. You got to call David. You got to tell this one and that one. He loved to get everybody going because he knew we needed a push. We needed a kickstart to get going and to do things. And sometimes he was able to get us to do something. And because of that, he is rewarded. I know that. And this lady talking about how he cared for her. I will tell you that I have worked at the airport for 12 years under this United Airlines. And all these people that know me and say they're my friends, and God bless them, they are, in their own way. They knew that I was out 3 months. I couldn't move. I couldn't walk. I couldn't go anywhere. I had to have third surgery. I had to go to the doctor. I had to get treatments. And he called, and he said his car had broken down, but he took 3 buses from Baltimore to come to be with me, to take care of me, to make me breakfast, to take me to therapists, to take me to the doctors, to take me to the pool in my community that I would swim and do my exercises. Everybody thought he was my husband. He would take that good care of me. They called him, your husband just left. He'll be right back. Just sit right here. He'll come right back. Okay. This is the kind of friend he is. And he still is because he's up there. I know that. I know that they welcomed him with open arms because he had been mother's son. And I'm talking about Guru Ma, Elizabeth Clare Prophet. He has been a faithful son that never fell asleep, that has always been at the forefront, spreading her word everywhere he goes. He got me to join the couch surfers because he said, you have to. There are so many people that can do so many things. And yes, I have been told that I could step in the corner and if I talk to the dogs, they'll answer me. He told me, you have the gift of gab. You can do this because I may not be able to do it very long. He invited people to his home on this couch surfing, and he met wonderful people. Lainey Burke, one of them. I mean, incredible, interesting people, as he was, incredibly interesting, full of life, very much curious about everything in life and everything after life. He is and will ever be in my heart as my husband, and as my friend, as my heart friend, because he was. And my beloved Lanello woke me up the other day. And I got up and I did 2 hours of broadcast prayers for Warren, as he knows. And I am thinking of what can I say today for him other than this. And thank him for all his wonderful, wonderful blessings that he gave me. Because he was very special to me and to everybody around him. May God bless and keep you in the palm of his hand. as he has held you all of your life as you did his work. Thank you for the privilege of having known you and having had you, even if it was by word, as my husband. God bless you.
There's one more audio, and it's from Lynn Burroughs.
Hi, my name is Lynn Burroughs, and I just want to say a couple words about Warren Wallring. I've known Warren for a number of years. He was one of the very first people that I met when I was introduced to the teachings of the Ascended Masters back in 1986. He was a tremendous blessing to me over the years in many ways. He was always very open to new concepts and ideas, and he was a major networker of products and of those concepts and ideas. And as a result, he was able to introduce me to many important healing ideas and concepts, as well as products that were truly life-changing, and I'm extremely grateful to him for that. Warren loved to travel and meet new people, and back in 1994, late 94, I think, he started inviting me to rent an apartment, which was on the second floor of the house where he lived with his mother. And after a month or so, he invited me consistently, and I finally decided it was a great idea, so I moved there. And that worked out really well for me, and it left him free to travel whenever he wanted to, because then I would be there for his mother if she needed me. So he was able to do his traveling, and I was able to notice different things about Warren that many people maybe didn't notice. Among others, he was an extremely attentive, loving caregiver for his mother. And another point is, I know there's hardly anyone who's so effective in continuously promoting the teachings of the Ascended Masters as Warren. Warren would find a way to network with people wherever he went. When he was traveling, whether it was in a bus, on a plane, he was kind of an alchemist in his creativity, in the ways that he would contact people and interact with them. He also did what I call mall shows. He participated in psychic fairs, New Age expos, about twice a year, every year that I knew him. He would rent a space for a table and have a section on that table for the books about the teachings of the Ascended Masters. So he would contact people that way, and if possible, he would then follow up with them. And a lot of people came into the teachings because of Warren. Some people may know Warren as being very tight and frugal with his money, and this is true, but most people are also unaware that he was also very generous with his friends, and he loved to loan out his money to help other people. Some people would pay him back, and others would not. He loaned money to all sorts of people. He loaned one young couple, and this was like 30 years ago, he loaned them the down payment to buy a house. Another woman, whom I know, needed an upscale fancy car to support her professional image that she required for a new job. So Warren helped her to get the car of her dreams. Other people needed help just to get by. And personally, I wanted money to help me start a business, and he helped me with that. So as far as I know, he never turned anyone down. And again, some people paid him back and others did not. But he was always there to help anybody who asked him. So that's just a couple points I wanted to make about Warren.
Thank you, thank you. Well, one other thing about Warren was that he liked to collect stamps, these specialty stamps, and he would have them like in the little plastic display cases and stuff and sell them. And I remember him coming to Chicago a couple times, and he kind of set up a table and had things to sell and didn't really check it with anybody. So we had to curtail that, but he was just so eager to try to make it financially. I think he just almost out of necessity, he was doing this, and he was just excited and enthusiastic about the products that he was trying to sell and the teachings too. So we appreciate you. And having been a salesperson myself, I know sometimes you have to kind of get in there almost in people's faces sometimes just to get them to, you know, look at what your wares are. So is there anybody here that would like to share anything of your experience with Warren? Anybody here at the service here in Livingston? Ken?
I got to couch surf at Warren's own home in Baltimore for about a week or 10 days. And I like the way our recent testimonial phrased it. He's quite an alchemist. I was thinking of a term for his pecuniary habits. He was definitely a coupon clipper extraordinaire. And I remember I happened to be there on the day of his birthday, and of course he went to Denny's and got a free breakfast at Denny's. And just one small thing is that I agreed to purchase all my groceries on his credit card so he would get the flight miles, bonus miles, and then I'd pay him back in cash. And that's some of the alchemy he did behind the scenes so he could go on all these pilgrimages that you see him, these photos. He, every day, and he would get, one thing I noticed, a childlike delight when he pulled off a bargain.
Yeah. Takes after me a little bit, too. Or maybe I take after him. Okay, anybody else? Sonia.
Warren stayed with Dane and I a few years ago. I think he came up for a conference, for a summer conference, and he stayed at our house, and he slept on the couch, and he told us all about his couch surfing and how he was selling keychains and stamps, and he was so warm and sweet. I really liked him. I took a big liking towards him. But he was also a really good friend of Dana's, and I think Dana met him when he lived in Baltimore back in the, I don't know, 70s, I think. And they had been good friends, and they had shared a friend together. But Warren was so sweet, and I went on the pilgrimage to Argentina, and he sat next to me, and he just was smiling and happy and just very, very nice. And I think he was having some problems with his feet, but, you know, he was just a sweet soul. I really enjoyed being with him. He always made me smile.
Thank you, Sonia. Okay, anybody else?
There's a comment from Kathleen.
Sure.
Kathleen says, Warren took special interest in the people he met while couch surfing. For example, when we got home from Ghana, I still had some Ghana money. Warren arranged for that money to be sent back to Ghana to support a man who started a school for disabled boys and girls.
Whoa, gee. Awesome. Great. Great. Thank you, Kathleen. Well, we appreciate the soul and the spirit of beloved Warren William Walring. WWW, the original
www.walring.
So we're going to sing for his victory, song number 133, Victory, Dear Victory, as we celebrate the victory of this precious soul who recognized our dispensation, was a great advocate for the masters wherever he went, came on so many pilgrimages, was so supportive, and was so enthusiastic and also, I would say, childlike. Mm-hmm. Very childlike in his joy spirit and his love for people, as we heard. And that story of the one lady just brought tears to my eyes, and it was awesome. I think this is the real spirit of Warren, what he did for people that we will never know and that the karmic record will show. And his life review, I know, was awesome, with all the people that he touched. So we're going to sing to his victory, 133. So, beloved, Warren was 72 years old when he passed, so he completed 6 rounds around the cosmic clock, 6 times 12, 72. His 3 score and 12, in this case, 3 score and 12. I just realized that I kept one message from him from my voicemail that I never deleted. So would you like to hear it? This is from February 24th. And It was shortly after I had made a statement during one of the morning broadcasts that I was concerned about the crime and some of what was going on in Baltimore and how Baltimore had become dark and there were a lot of murders and things like that. And I think I said something about the corruption or that Baltimore had become corrupt. So Warren had something to tell me about that. So I'm going to play this for you. Hopefully you can hear it.
This is Warren Walring. I'm calling on behalf of Margaret Golgore, who heard a news report today she wanted you to know about. It was on a radio program that revealed that the witches and warlocks have been requested to put a spell on Donald Trump and his cabinet. That was the report that they aired on a radio program. And that is, I wanted to convey to that to you, that witches and warlocks were asked to put a spell on Donald Trump. Other thing is, there's a movie I would recommend seeing. It's called Denial. It's on DVD. It's about the Holocaust. And there are three scenes in the movie where Pallas Athena is on the screen. So I think she sponsored the movie. The movie is Denial. It's about the Holocaust and people who deny the Holocaust. And the third thing is, Elaine and I both thought, asked to her the question, do you think Baltimore was any more corrupt than any other city? And we both thought that that was an incorrect statement that you made, that you thought Baltimore was corrupt. Anyway, there's three things I wanted to share with you. It's Warren, and I'm calling on behalf of Margaret for those that information. Hope you're doing well. Bye.
So that was Warren, and many times I would answer when he called, and a few times I didn't because I was either in meetings or unavailable, and he would leave a message. And so I always learn something from Warren. So I haven't seen that movie Denial yet, but I hope to someday. So are there any other final sharings, either from those of you watching tonight or anybody else here who thought of something about Warren?
This is Catherine Kemick, and I met Warren when Mother sent me something from Camelot in 1978. And we went a south tour and then up the east coast. And when we reached Warren's house, we met and he just locked eyes with me. And then he stood up taller than me. And we somewhat had an immediate rapport. And of course, he embraces everyone with his childlike joy and his just enjoyment of people and life. It seemed like he had no boundaries in what he wanted to do. He wasn't intentionally breaking rules. It was just www, welcome to Warren's world. And that was a long time ago. He was childlike, yet his mind was always keen, and he was always pondering possibilities. He was an alchemist since I met him. He kept his mind keen with Sudoku. He would sit in hotel lobbies and wait for an opportunity to talk with someone. One time I met him at a Hilton hotel, and he wanted to give me a key machine. And he had an MLM meeting there that weekend with one of his product lines. And he was showing me this key machine, and he went and plugged it in to the building by the indoor pool and laid down and showed me how to use it with several people in the pool and laying around. And see, you just do it like this. And he just laid there with his chew machine for a few minutes and then invited me to do it. But my limitations weren't as open as his. I felt very awkward. He had many ventures just by daring to ask. At one MLM that I met him with here in Phoenix, he was introducing me to the president of the company and different people. And the president was talking about a rafting trip that he was going on with his family, and Warren said, oh, that would be delightful. I would love to go. And he asked two or three times, and the president said, Warren, this is when it is. You can go with us. And he won many trips with what he sold. He always had something going on for free. He told me that he and his mother had a game of how little they could spend to get something. And it included the stamps and the couch surfing and all of the things that had been mentioned. But he was always generous, kind, and determined and dedicated. To the masters, he would set up a kiosk in a mall with books as if everyone passing by wanted to know and needed to know about the masters and buy a book or something on their way by. He was always anticipating serendipities that just delighted him like a child with a new balloon. And as with his haircut, one time I took him to the Goodwill to get him some different clothes because his shirts were threadbare. And it reminded me, as a child, I learned about a phrase, the eccentric old man down the street. And I started thinking, this is that man down the street. He just was in his own world. We went to the Goodwill. He put down his wallet on the top of a clothing shelf. And he was trying on shirts and just having a great time. I was trying to get him some shirts and pants coordinated. And somebody picked up his wallet, and he sank a bit because he had $200 in cash in that wallet. He went to the cashier and said, someone took my wallet. It had over $200 in it. And they said, oh, no, I can't help you. I said, Warren, this is not the territory to be putting your wallet down. He had a little more reaction to it. And about a week later, he called me with that childlike joy and said, guess what? $100 bill blew up to my feet today. The elementals have replaced half of my money already. He was just so tickled. And then one time in 2010, I was in a situation on the East Coast where I ended up staying at his place for a time. And I wanted to get a library card, and the lady said, well, you're not a resident, you're temporary, you can't have a library card. And she was chasing me around, and Warren came up behind me, and his voice boomed, like we don't ever hear it boom. And he said, she's staying with me at my address, give her a card. And the lady just shook and gave me a card. We so seldom see him like that, but he was. And he had that fleur-de-lis ring made of gold on his finger when he first came to the teachings. He designed it, and he had it made, and it was just radiated so much power. When I went to his house at that same episode, he was excited because I was going to be doing some more work on his house, and by the time I arrived, he had already found a white carpet for one bedroom that I would be staying in, and a blue carpet for his altar room, which was also his sleeping room. So we immediately went to the store and picked those up and put them upstairs, and then I proceeded to move things and put those carpets down. No, I did not tack them, just put them down to cover the wooden floors. And we were sitting with Decrees, and I still wasn't so sure about David. I had given so much to CUT, and Warren was totally committed. So we were on the morning Decrees session, and I was sitting on that blue carpet, and a teaching was coming forth about the blue carpet. And the heart stream that was being released, he and I both felt, I wish I could remember which master, but he and I both felt that it was about us. And this release was saying that the two of you decreed together at the altar of, at an ancient temple at the altar of Elsa many lifetimes ago. And we both felt it, and we looked at each other kind of stunned. And all day, he walked around quietly, and he would stop and look at me like I was painted with gold or something. It was quite an amazing experience that we had such a powerful tie together. And it became kind of omniscient that this tall person just kept looking at me with whatever knowledge he had. But that was a very powerful connection for us. And as with everyone else, he has showed up at my doorstep many times unannounced to go off and do a little travel or a little meal or something. He saw more of Arizona than I've seen in all the years that I've lived here. But we all have many fond memories. Warren was always ready to laugh, always ready for a new adventure. And that was just a part of Warren's world.